Chapter 17. Since nightfall. He pops another cork to further enhance the moment. We have already been through that such is wine business, so won't go back there again. Through a gap in the wall, I see the moon slip by, sliding up through the bare branches and off into the night, like an eavesdropper or a thief. I wonder how it can be that there is a moon in practically every scene since nightfall. Is it following me? Or me it? Hunter? Or prey? Waldo is wrapped in a blanket, cheery as a Buddha, the gold tooth twinkling enigmatically through a thicket of moustache. I am, in fact, a medical practitioner, he admits, though not currently practicing. I do kitchen work while waiting for my papers to arrive. I open packets and cans, I chop, stir and scrub. He makes a scrubbing motion, as if a demonstration is required to clarify the meaning of that word. Meanwhile, my love works in construction. He nods at Madonna, hugging herself on a stool, pinching herself to prove that such joy is real. At night, she comes home dirty and tired and sits at that table to work. She is a poet, you see. Madonna, rocking now to his mantra. I am a doctor, and she is a poet, and a schoolteacher. This is all temporary. He opens his arms to embrace the three of us there, the dirty dishes piled high in a bucket, the oversized panties and singlets and socks hanging from string, the caravan itself with bottles of homemade wine brooding by the axle, and that leaf-blown and melancholy winter's night, the star-pricked sky, the ubiquitous moon, Randy in his barrel, everything here, there, and everywhere, now that night has fallen, and also taken us in its arms.